This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Their burritos don't quite have the creamy goodness of a nice Stilton, but Chipotle's trying real hard to get itself back on track. Yes, Chipotle of the food poisoning outbreak. The company starts a new customer loyalty program on July the 1st, as in Friday. Both revenues and sales have cratered since the scandal, but Chipotle's betting on those customer rewards. Gigi Duban has that story.
It's called a Chiptopia card. Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but Chipotle is hoping this new loyalty rewards program gets more customers rolling into its stores. In general, these programs are very effective, says Kelly Weichel. She's director of consumer insights at Technomic.
We keep seeing new brands entering the space and other brands continually updating what they're offering to keep pace and improve the value proposition for customers.
Weichel says at least 40% of consumers expect restaurants to have some sort of loyalty program. So the best ones break through the noise.
I think that differentiation is really important as these become more and more common.
Lars Perner teaches marketing at USC's Marshall School of Business. He says Chipotle should be careful not to seem like it's trying too hard.
Say a free meal every third time or something like that, that comes across as too much.
Chipotle is requiring 4 visits a month to get a free meal. More often, and you get bigger rewards. Perner says research shows people can see through overly generous rewards and they feel manipulated. Wagner Dos Santos, VP of Strategy and Insights at the Orlando marketing firm Big Eye, says it takes a lot of work to regain trust. And for Chipotle, he says, a loyalty rewards program
may be a little premature.
He says the company should work on rebuilding loyalty before it expects loyalty in return. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.